On the heels of last night's results in West Virginia and Nebraska, the political activity today is in Washington, where House Speaker Paul Ryan said in a press conference that the Republican Party needs to unite to defeat Hillary Clinton. Now, Ryan has said he is not yet ready to endorse his party's likely nominee, Donald Trump, but he is going to meet with Trump tomorrow, and we will, of course, be keeping an eye on that meeting.
We're also following a wave of violence in and around Baghdad today. More than 90 people were killed and more than 150 wounded in at least three attacks. The biggest, a car bombing that targeted a crowded market in the eastern part of the Iraqi capital, killing more than 60 people. ISIS claimed responsibility for that attack. Loveday Morris is Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post, and she joins us via Skype. Loveday, tell us more about that car bombing, the one that targeted the crowded market. What exactly happened?
We're hearing that it was a Kia flatbed truck that drove into a market this morning and detonated. It was a busy market. Lots of women and children were in the area and obviously caused a lot of devastation.
Mm. And what is the significance of the area that was targeted? It was a mostly Shiite area in the eastern part of Baghdad, right?
Right, exactly. This was in Sadr City, which is a large, quite poverty-stricken area of eastern Baghdad. It's somewhere that gets hit a lot with suicide car bombs. Just in the past year, we've had two other very large market bombings there with similar death tolls.
Mm. And ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. And obviously, as you mentioned, it was an attack on a Shiite area. Was this also in connection to recent protests when supporters of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr were able to get inside the Green Zone in Baghdad and the Parliament building? I mean, is there any connection to that?
I wouldn't say it was directly connected. There was a concern with those protests that Islamic State would use the opportunity to strike in Baghdad while the security forces were distracted. But these are attacks that we do see, sadly, on a regular basis in the capital. But what we are seeing is the reaction to this playing into the political crisis in Baghdad. People are blaming the security forces as well as the Islamic State. There are a lot of splits in the Shia community in Baghdad at the moment, which is spurring the political crisis. Sadr is asking for a change in the ministries in Baghdad. And one of the ministries, the Interior Ministry, is run by the Badr organization, another Shia militia. And so now we're seeing Sadr's politicians coming out and repeating those demands that the ministers are changed in these key ministries.
Now, given that, I understand that Parliament was shut down by those protests. I mean, is the Parliament back up and working now?
No, it's not back up and working. Abadi is the Prime Minister is desperately trying to get the parliamentarians back to meet. Abadi's under a lot of pressure to enact these government reforms. But to do that, he needs the lawmakers in parliament to vote on them. But even before this crisis, he was dealing with a group of rebel MPs in parliament who were refusing to recognize the authority of the speaker. Now we also have the Kurds refusing to come back to parliament. There was talk of there being a parliament session yesterday, but that didn't happen.
So, Loveday, given what you said about the instability in Baghdad right now, I understand that the United States did send more Marines to guard the American embassy inside the Green Zone after the protests we were talking about. So can you just describe, I mean, what is the security situation in Baghdad right now?
There, particularly with the Green Zone, Abadi's under a lot of pressure to make sure that a breach like this doesn't happen again. So he's added a lot of security. The protests themselves, when they broke in, they were very close to the embassy itself, and they actually walked down the street right next to the embassy. So you can see that this would be a concern to the Americans, even though they weren't a direct target of the protesters.
Now, I'm curious, Loveday, it seems from our perspective here in the United States that there has been a marked uptick in bombings and attacks inside and around Baghdad recently. Is that accurate?
It's difficult to say exactly. I mean, we do often see way upticks and then lulls in attacks. This definitely seems to be a time of an uptick. Islamic State is losing territory. We saw them lose the town of Heat in western Anbar province just last month. There's also a build-up now of security forces south of Mosul. They're putting some pressure on the Islamic State there. Analysts say this is what can be expected as Islamic State lose ground, that they're going to lash out. It's much easier for them to get headlines through a bombing in Baghdad than to actually have battlefield success at this point. So I think more of this can be expected.
That sounds like very grim news for the people living in Baghdad.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, Loveday Morris is Baghdad Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Loveday, thank you so much.
Thank you.